You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte and by phone with C. Todd Birdsong.
Good morning, Todd. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. Good morning.
Let me remind our listeners that you are a fine artist photographer, and I have to make a disclaimer because I work in an office with two C. Todd Birdsong pieces, and I know your artwork in photography as somewhat manipulative in a very beautiful way, but I'd like you to describe your aesthetic better than that.
The work that I'm currently doing deals with not so much mobile photography, but it deals with kind of the convenience, I guess you might call it, photography. And what I mean by that is, most photography is mobile to some degree, because whether you're using your DSLR or even a view camera or something like that, you're carrying that around and you're taking it to mostly, a location. But with a lot of technology in recent years, your cell phone, has been the device, has been the thing that that a lot of people are using to snap like everyday photos. And as a fine art photographer, starting in about 2010, I started using my phone a lot because it was the camera that I had with me. There's a saying, in photography and among a lot of photographers, that the best camera in the world is the one that you have with you. And increasingly, that is your cell phone.
So many of us are taking pictures and putting them up on Facebook without any editing. Would you mind describing the editing facility that you get out of a cell phone?
So there are a lot of applications developed in the last several years that let you do a lot of editing like on the spot, on your phone or on your iPad or on whatever device that you happen to have. So you've got like this complete editing suite and processing power, like in the palm of your hand that fits in your pocket. So you don't have to once you record or capture all your images on your device, you don't have to go back home or have your laptop with you and run Photoshop or run some other editing software and, load your images into that and process it that way. You can do a lot of things just, like, right there through your phone. And there are several different applications that are out there that I use that I do that. And, of course, I do take them back to my editing station at my house and then also do things there.
Well, what are the apps that you like?
I use Snapseed a lot. There's another one that I just got. In fact, I'm looking it up right now. It is, and I just got it, and I'm looking up the name. Visco, I believe is the name of it. A lot of the apps that I like replicate a kind of a vintage film look. I like a lot of texture. I like a lot of depth to the image. So these kinds of apps, especially the Snapseed app, allows you that you can add different frames, you can add different textures. It gives you a lot of control over the image. When digital photography in general first came out, because I come from a film background, I wasn't really sure how I was going to relate to this digital technology. And for a while, I didn't really relate to it. I was very comfortable in the analog world, and I like that tactile practice of a hands-on kind of messing with your film and your print and everything that goes into that. But then I just soon realized that regardless of whether it was analog or digital, it's still an image-making and image-creating process. It's just another tool in your toolbox. And I soon kind of acclimated to the digital world and discovered that I could be just as happy making images digitally as I could with film and paper, you know, in a dark room.
So, let me ask you something. Did when you if you're working on a tablet, you've got that aspect ratio in front of you, and it's I can almost see the facility of editing on a tablet. But the question I'm getting to is there a difference in what you do with the very small aspect of the phone versus the tablet versus the larger desktop suite, whatever? Do you find your images differ in any way?
Yes. There are a lot of times when there is the convenience of the phone, but you're right, the scale is different. I do very little on the fly editing with the phone, even though that's the device that I've taken a lot of images with over the last 4 years. The tablet is better, and I do kind of load up on my apps on the tablet because you're right, the screen size is better. But when it comes to the end result, which is the print, I usually do a last editing sequence on a desktop, on like a 27-inch monitor, because I'm upscaling the image and I'm just looking to, you know, I'm looking over it finally just to make sure it's everything that I wanted it to be, and I can make any final adjustments before I actually go to the print. And the prints, cell phone technology has, and the resolution of the sensors in phones has gotten so much better that in the show that I have at Tribeca, I'm going to have some 17 by 17 inch images that look very nice. I mean, you know, other than this analog kind of textured effect, that kind of maybe softens it up slightly. The resolution is still there. I mean, they're still nice, sharp images. So it starts out on the small screen, but it does progress to that larger desktop for the final edits before it goes to the print.
That makes a lot of sense to me. I tell you what, we've only got a few minutes left. Would you kind of do a brief walkthrough of the imagery that is showing in the Tribeca Gallery?
Sure. So the imagery that is in the current show is from the last 4 years. And I had been taking images with my cell phone prior to that, but it wasn't it was mostly family events. A lot of it was practical. A lot of it was I need to take a picture of this piece of hardware or this piece of plumbing so when I go to the hardware store, I get the right thing. Or, you know, it's a very practical kind of straightforward application. But in 2010, I'd had some time in spring and summer of that year where I just kind of started to develop this aesthetic with the cell phone. And, of course, applications were being developed for the phone. And I just kind of fell in love with that convenience and the abilities that these apps and my phone were giving me.
So you were taking pictures of what C. Todd Birdsong's life was like all those
years? Right. I had some time off of work. I was spending a lot of time with my family.
Nice.
And my kids were just, they were like this perfect kind of catalyst for me to kind of get into this mode of operating. And that's not to say that I had put down my DSLR or my film cameras. I was still doing that, and I still do that today. But the phone, the show is about the camera that, you know, the best camera in the world is the one that you have with you. And I always have this one with me. So what these images are moments, you know, of in my life, like with my kids, on family vacations, old buildings, like urban exploring that I've done, Little League games. It just kind of represents a wide gambit of life experiences.
Neat. I'm so glad that you had time to speak with me today. And may I close with tell me where the gallery is in Tribeca?
Okay. The gallery is at Tribeca Restaurant. That's at 127 Market House Square in Paducah. It's down by the Market House Theater. The reception for the show is this Thursday, June 26th. It's from 5:30 to 7:30.
Excellent. Thank you very much again, C. Todd Birdsong. We look forward to seeing your images forever.
Great. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.